And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com getting the chance to talk with local state Senator Mike Halpin, a Democrat out of Rock Island today, whose district includes Sherrard, New Windsor, and Alexis and Mercer County. So, Senator Halpin, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. It's a beautiful day.
So let's get into it. I know a couple of weeks ago, kind of the big thing in Illinois politics is Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the state's fiscal year 2026 budget of over $55 billion, the highest number in state history for that. You were one of, I believe, four Senate Democrats in Illinois who voted against it. So let's start for you with the hangups on that and kind of why you voted that way.
Sure. You know, there are a lot of good things in the budget, but at the end of the day, I didn't feel as if invested enough in the Western Illinois region, and in particular in our higher education. Western Illinois University is absolutely struggling. It has not been funded the way it needs to be funded over the past decade even. And it's really starting to harm our local communities. It's becoming tougher and tougher for people to head to a four-year college around here. So that was really the biggest hang-up, as you mentioned. But honestly, there are some good things in the bill. We doubled the child tax credit, which is going to help people here in Western Illinois. We made sure that there's road infrastructure, road improvements. You can see it on Route 67. That's continuing, really making that road a better connection through parts of Mercer County. And so on balance, I just didn't think it did enough.
Well, as you talked about there a little bit, you said, and I saw you put out a statement too around that time, that you like things about the budget too. You talked a little bit about it there, but can you expand upon maybe, you know, for you, the things that you think, you know, are beneficial or positive, especially for, you know, the local Mercer County area, but also your district too in the 2026 budget?
Yeah, so the child tax credit is huge. Again, if you're a family that has children of 12 and under, the tax credit has doubled from what it was last year. And that, you know, that's material to people in our area. The other thing that was good about it was we continued to fund our K-12 funding formula, which has allowed school districts to make improvements to their programming, keep teacher salaries competitive, and also hold the line on property taxes. The school district property taxes are some of the biggest part of your tax bill, but with this additional state funds, the school districts don't have to keep going back to the property taxpayers.
Well, I think, you know, sometimes people can get lost or confused maybe on kind of like the district maps and where they're drawn up and where one district ends and one district starts. Well, I know in Mercer County specifically, you know, there are two state senators that represent, you know, a small county, two state representatives as well. And then even, you know, on the federal level, congressionally, there are two U.S. reps represent Mercer County as well. So on your side, you know, working at the state level, I know the other state senator and the two state representatives in Mercer County are, you know, Republicans. But for you, how important is it to be able to work with those people who are also representing the counties that you represent too, even though they potentially could be across the aisle?
Yeah, that's an important thing. You know, there's a perception out there, especially with all the kind of chaos that's going on in D.C., there's a perception that we don't get along and we don't work together in Springfield. But the reality is a lot of the legislation we pass is done in a bipartisan manner in Springfield. Of course, we have those disagreements about some of the big ticket items, let's say. But even there, there's a lot of common ground on many of the bills. And it's one or two small aspects of it that leave us on opposite sides of a vote. But my two representatives, I have one Democrat, Greg Johnson, and one Republican, Dan Swanson, and they're both great to work with. They both emphasize constituent services the way I do, and they're just good partners, even if we don't agree on all the big legislative items.
And speaking with State Senator Mike Halpin today out of Rock Island, as we mentioned earlier, district includes portions of Mercer County, mainly Sherrard and New Windsor, and then Alexis as well. So speaking about, you know, this specific kind of hyper-local area we're talking about in Mercer County, some things maybe that you're working on that you think can hopefully benefit, you know, this county if they come to pass.
Yeah, we're trying to emphasize that when one of the biggest things, we're still working to bring back driver services. I know that's a huge issue here in town and in the region with the office closing. But I am working with the Secretary of State's office to make sure they can find an alternate location, and hopefully in the near future we'll be able to announce something. My goal is always to make sure that the people in this region are served by the services that the state provides. Driver services is just one example. Another is medical care. We want to make sure that our rural hospitals are functioning, are being able to recruit medical providers and professionals, and are able to make sure that we can get folks transportation to those hospitals. So that type of thing is what I emphasize when I'm in Springfield, connecting citizens in our area with those services.
And then something you mentioned there that, like you said, has been a big thing, you know, locally, is the closure of the, you know, driver services facility in Aledo earlier in June. And you spoke about trying to work with the Secretary of State's office to, you know, maybe get that facility back up and running. What's the progress been like on that to this point?
I think it's just a matter of finding a location and leasing a building. I believe that the Secretary of State is committed to trying to maintain an office in this area. It is very convenient for our, not just local residents here in Mercer County, but surrounding counties as well. And so I'm fairly confident that they'll get someplace, but I've been in regular communication with the Secretary of State's office to try to make that happen.
Well, in our listening area too, of course, a big kind of agricultural area, and much of your district is made up of, you know, agricultural areas and farmers too. So for yourself, what are some initiatives or maybe things being worked on that farmers locally can look out for?
You know, really for us, we're trying to keep our Illinois programs stable, but our biggest challenge is actually what's going on at the federal level. When you've got proposals to cut the, you know, farm to table, we've got increased cuts coming, I think, to SNAP benefits under the existing budget bill in D.C. And, you know, as a state, any state really, is not prepared to be able to backfill those dollars. And so I'm worried about not just what the state is able to do, but what's going to happen that's going to be out of our control. So I'm trying to work with local farmers to see what their needs are, but it's going to be a very difficult time. One thing we have been trying to advocate for, and another reason why I couldn't support the budget, we've been working on a reform to the estate tax that would particularly support family farmers and protecting that farmland. And it's been a difficult fight these past couple years. I feel like we're always inching closer, but again, it wasn't included in this year. That was a big problem for me.
And over the past week or so, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced his reelection campaign, seeking a third term as Illinois governor. What's your reaction to that? As it feels like, too, there's been, you know, increased chatter about him potentially putting together a presidential campaign in 2028.
You know, I think on balance, I believe the governor's done a good job. We haven't always seen eye to eye, but that's politics. But I do believe that he has encouraged us in the legislature to try to have some fiscal balance, to make sure that we're not putting forward new programs that aren't proven and aren't getting results, and I think we'll look forward to the campaign.
And just last thing for as we wrap up with State Senator Mike Halpin today on WRMJ, just most important things for you as a state senator in the state of Illinois that you'd like to see maybe taken care of or worked on as we move forward.
I'll go back to what I said at the beginning. It's really the higher education aspect of it. We need pathways for our rural communities to get those degrees. And it's not necessarily a four-year degree. It could be a community college degree. It could be an apprenticeship or a career in technical education. We do need to increase funding and resources for all those pathways. And it's not just about the education of the residents. It's about making sure we maintain our institutions, such as Western Illinois University.
State Senator Mike Halpin out of Rock Island joining us on WRMJ today. I appreciate the time, sir, and how are you going?
Thank you. You too.
All right. I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.